Southwark News, Thursday, November 28, 2013. Brixton slave investigation linked to Herne Hill death. A woman who mysteriously fell out of a window from property in Herne Hill in 1996 may be the mother of a 30-year-old who has been enslaved her whole life by alleged Maoist captors. The three-story terraced house was being rented by Ara Vindan Balakrishnan and his wife, Chanda, which is where Cheyenne Davies, 44, plunged from a bathroom window on the second floor, media reports stated. The couple are believed to have lived in the Herne Hill address for about 7 years, from 1996. Balakrishnan, 73, and his 67-year-old wife are alleged to have held 30-year-old named in reports as Rosie Davies, alongside a 69-year-old Malaysian woman and an Irish woman aged 57, as slaves for 30 years in their most recent Brixton home, which has now been boarded up. The Met confirmed that they were reviewing the archived paper records from Cheyenne Davies' inquest in the light of recent arrests. Speaking on ITV News, Cheyenne's cousin, Eleri Morgan, said she believed Rosie may be the daughter of Cheyenne. Some reports claim that Rosie had told neighbours that her mother died and she was adopted by the suspects. Cheyenne was hospitalised after the fall for at least 7 months before dying of her injuries. The three women were rescued last month after contacting the charity Freedom. Balakrishnan was running a Maoist communist collective which Cheyenne Davies is believed to have been part of. The headquarters was based in a Brixton bookshop. Commander Stephen Rodhouse said, "The suspects are of Indian and Tanzanian origin but came to the UK in the 1960s. We believe that two of the victims met the male suspect in London through a shared political ideology, and that they lived together at an address that you could effectively call a collective. The people involved in the nature of that collective and how it operated is all subject to our investigation, and we are slowly and painstakingly piecing together more information." The pair, who were arrested in connection with the investigation, have been bailed until a date in January, pending further inquiries.